This is the Old Trailblazer broadcast. This is Pastor Albert Pendarvis, the Old Trailblazer. This broadcast is coming to you from the First Baptist Church of Algiers in New Orleans, Louisiana, where the Old Trailblazer goes out each day, Monday through Friday. The Voice of Truth broadcast every Sunday over many, many radio stations. Here at the First Baptist Church of Algiers, we preach the old-time, old-fashioned gospel truths of how God saves a sinner. And the Lord has given us this opportunity, this broadcast, to send out the Word of God over these great radio stations. Many of you may be hearing me for the first time or first few time, and I wish you'd sit down and write me, let me know that you're listening. We've gone on some new stations, one there in Mount Airy, North Carolina, one in Jacksonville, Florida, and other stations up there in Virginia and West Virginia and Maryland and Tennessee and other places. And we have opportunity to go on some new station, but we ask in the Lord if it's His will to send the money here. So if you would, let me give you my mailing address. It's Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. At the end of the service, I want to give you our email address and our website. We're bringing you a series of studies now, have been, on the revelation of Jesus Christ, and we're looking now at that section, the revelation of the Antichrist. Yes, we're discussing the Antichrist, which will soon, I believe, come upon the scene. And we're looking there, we saw there in 2 Thessalonians 2:8, "And then shall that wicked one be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming." Yes, the Antichrist, the son of Satan, is as definitely prophesied throughout the entire Bible as Christ was prophesied and spoken of. As Christ, the seed of the woman, in the fullness of time was revealed, born of a woman, so in the fullness of time shall the seed of the serpent, the son of Satan, be manifested, born of a woman. He will come forth in God's time to take over the kingdoms of this world and to rule for 7 long years, known as the tribulation period. Now, let's notice some of the outstanding characteristics of this coming world dictator. Yes, he'll be a dictator first. He'll be a great orator, great speaker, endowed with great ability to speak. Daniel 7:9 says of him that he has a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than his fellows. Then in Revelation 13:2, which we'll get to shortly, "And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his mouth was as the mouth of a lion, and the dragon gave him power, his seat, or his throne, with great authority." If you'll read Revelation 6:2 again, we just read recently, you will find that he has a bow, but no arrow. He's riding on a white stallion, but with no crown, which shows he will rise from the masses of the people, slowly making his way to the front, gaining authority and winning by flattery. He will be an astute politician. Daniel 11:21 says, "And his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom he shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. He will gain the world authority and power, not by the sword, no, not by the sword, but by a flattery." He'll gain that, all of that, by flattery. We've gone over much of this before, and I just wanted to touch back on those things for just a little bit. And we want to continue to look there at the rise or the coming of the Antichrist, and we want to look at those changes that take place there in that time. Whether you believe it or not, God is fast giving up this world to a strong delusion to believe a lie. There we saw in the first chapter of Romans, Paul says in verse 24, "Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves." And now listen now, we're going to go skip on down to 2 Thessalonians 2:4. We read there, "Who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God." And according to Revelation 13:8, "All that dwell upon the earth shall worship him whose names are not written in the book of life of the li- of of the li- in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. Then in Revelation 13:15, and he had power to give life unto the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause that as many as would not worship the image of the beast should be killed. Aren't those terrible things, my friend? Aren't they? One of the saddest facts that we face today is that churches all over our land, including ministers and pastors and evangelists, are rejecting the Christ on one hand and are being prepared by the spirit of Satan on the other hand to accept the Antichrist, who will pose as a great religious leader when he comes on the scene. Our people, our religious people, some way, maybe unconsciously, are looking for that coming. If you're one of my listeners who are elderly, quite elderly like myself, you can remember when we had great old gray-haired preachers who stood in the pulpit, maybe when we were young, and hammered home the gospel that Christ died for sinners and those things. Man is a sinner and must repent. And all of those great old truths of God's Word. But no more. No, now we have a social gospel. As I stand in my pulpit Sunday after Sunday and describe what's going on even in our city here, how that the religious world has gone on now to money, a money machine, follow the money, and the people are flocking after these charismatic people who preach and teach prosperity. You send me 20,000 and the Lord will send you 40. And those folks are believing those things. People are scraping and raking to find a few dollars to send to those folks who do those things. And then they use flattery. They use this false healing campaigns to get people there out under the tent or in these big cathedrals. And my friend, I just want to run this by you. Are you caught up in that thing? Are you caught up in this so-called healing ministry? I asked you, and I ask my folks here oftentimes, let's just use some common sense. Let's use some common sense. If these folks here who claim to be faith healers and all of those things, why wouldn't they go down to the children's hospital and heal all of those diseases that wrecked and wrecked the body of our small children? Why won't they do that? They say, well, you gotta have faith. Well, my friend, a small child doesn't have faith. And then I asked you another question. Why is it that none of these televangelists, healers, so forth, why won't they heal blind people? Why won't they give you names and addresses of folks whom they so-called have healed? Why won't they do it? Because it's a farce, my friend, and it's all Satan-inspired, and I'll stake my eternal destiny on the fact that it's Satan-inspired, and it's no way. It's a money-hungry thing, and I challenge any faith healer to call me and give me documentation of someone who is healed from being blind from birth. You say, well, that's unusual. No, if they have the power to heal, they have the power to heal unusual cases. They have power to reinstall or reconnect hands and feet that have been cut off by a machine. They have, if they have any power at all, but they don't, my friend. It's all a money-grabbing thing, and it's going to be worse. It's getting worse because in the end days, men are blinded by Satan, the god of this world. It's hard to believe that the world will drift to such a state spiritually, but it's not as hard as it was at one time, because one time no one would have ever believed that we'd be in such a state that we're in now. And now it's hard for folks to believe that folks will accept the Antichrist. But let me show you how hard. Let me show you how the world is being prepared now religiously for the acceptance of such a religious leader. It is being prepared now by the preaching of another gospel. Another gospel. Oh, my friend. Another gospel, which is not a gospel. Galatians 1:6. Which is not another gospel, which is not the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. This new gospel is being preached today is a new type and new kind of preaching. It employs the same language preached today, but its content is not the same, and its emphasis is not on blood redemption in Christ. Oh, my friend, do you hear one televangelist, one great so-called radio evangelist talk about the blood? Talk about the redeeming value of the blood? I mentioned in our services just recently, the greatest way to probe a heart is to ask, are you saved, my radio audience? My listening audience, my audience here at the Tabernacle, are you saved? Folks don't want you to do that. They don't want you to probe. Oh, I see the heads drop down. I see some folks get up and leave when I ask that question. But I'm going to continue to ask it. Are you saved? If you're under the blood, nothing. Satan can do nothing to counteract or to take any effect on your life, my friend, and you'll not believe those things. You'll not believe these women preachers who get on the television and on the radio and bark and hoopla and all that, and folks stand and give them standing ovations, my friend, when they're nothing but a tool of Satan. No, I know many folks have not heard me enough to know that we preach and teach that women have no authority to preach God's word, have no authority to preach their own opinion. They have no grounds for preaching. It matters not to me what they bring up. They are not qualified to preach, and God will spew them out of his mouth at one day because he'll say, I never knew you. Now, my friend, you can get mad with the old trailblazer. You can turn the radio off if you want to, but listen, I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. I'd search God's Word. Did you know you have a living soul? A living soul that's going to live throughout eternity? It'll never die. Your soul will never die. And this is not a light thing we're talking about. We're speaking about eternity. And I asked you to make your calling and election sure. I asked you to go there and read where it says that a pastor has to be the husband of one wife. Oh, listen, my friend, listen. God's word is plain. It says a woman shall not usurp authority over man. Oh, I know, and I get into some lively discussions. I wouldn't argue the scriptures with no one, but I'm commissioned to preach the gospel. I know that. I had a woman come here to the bookstore one day, and she was a woman, preacher, a minister, so-and-so, and I just kindly asked her on what ground did she have to preach, and she spouted off about Deborah, and being a prophetess and all those things, and I kindly told her that she had to be the husband of one wife, and about that time, an old elderly man came in the bookstore, and I knew he was a reverend. They call themselves reverend, and I said, Reverend, would you tell this lady she has no grounds to preach, being a woman? And he looked at me so wide-eyed, and he said, oh, good God Almighty, if we didn't have these godly women preaching in our churches, we wouldn't have anything. And I turned and walked off in disgust, knowing that he was blind to his own condition, blind to her condition. But listen, they'll accept the Antichrist because they're hearing this new gospel. They're hearing this new age gospel. They're hearing these things, so-called new revelations. But my friend, all those things will go up in smoke. Oh, listen, my friend, the greatest thing in this life, the only thing in this life, is to know Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. Any man that's not rooted and grounded on Christ will believe anything. They will. They'll believe anything. Because Satan will hold it up to you and make it sound so appealing and so good. I wish I knew how to say something to you that might stir your heart a little bit. I promised you my email address. It's pastor@radiomissions, and my website is radiomissions.org. This is the Old Trailblazer. Remember my mailing address, if you would. Radio Missions, or just the Old Trailblazer, Post Office Box 6250, New Orleans, Louisiana 70174. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you.